From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Joshua Cooley, convicted sexual predator, won't be placed in a home on Alder Point Road. Lost Coast Outpost reporting a judge made his decision Friday in a packed courtroom. Instead, Cooley will be placed in motels in Eureka on a rotating basis. There's another hearing on his situation set for May 3rd, 8:30 a.m. to make sure hotels are in agreement with the deal. On Tuesday, April 23rd, at the Warfinger Building in Eureka, Caltrans will host a public meeting about improvement projects along U.S. Highway 101 between Eureka and Arcata. Members of the public invited to attend and ask questions. Projects to be discussed include an overpass at the Indianola Cutoff and a half signal at Airport Road, acceleration and deceleration lane improvements, cable median barriers, bridge and bridge rail replacements, tide gate replacements. Project manager Jeff Pimentel will start the meeting with an oral presentation with an overview of the projects. After that, Caltrans will open the meeting up for questions and comments to be fielded by a panel of project staff. Doors open at 5 p.m. The presentation starts at 5:30. The city of Eureka will be performing sewer reconstruction work on E Street from Harris Street to Grotto Street in Eureka, running Monday through next Friday. The work requires lane closures and will typically be performed between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., except for Monday, work will be performed at night from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., weather permitting. There will be controlled traffic and detours at those locations. Drivers should expect short delays as well, and alternate routes are advised. The North Coast Regional Office at the Bureau of Cannabis Control will open in Eureka on Tuesday. The office at 936th Street will be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and will give applicants and licensees a local office they can access. Three arrests made in Eureka after a search warrant carried out at a residence on the 100 block of Henderson Street. Seven people located on the property and detained. Authorities found methamphetamine, narcotics paraphernalia, and several hundred hypodermic syringes. As a result, under arrest, 59-year-old Robert Neva of Eureka for maintaining a drug house, also 37-year-old Rosemarie Cooper of Eureka for possession of a controlled substance, and 52-year-old David Bott of Eureka for possession of a controlled substance. Also, the City of Eureka Code Enforcement responded to the location and inspected the residence for violations. During the inspection, it was determined the residence had no power or water. Water was being collected in barrels and brought into the residence with buckets. Code Enforcement working now to resolve those issues. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.